4CF Mobile. TFW. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I had a good day at work. How about yourself?
Yeah, I really can't complain. I kind of started off a little slow, and then I kind of perked up as the day went on, so I was kind of be glad to be back to work.
You missed enough days.
How's that?
A little detour this afternoon and head to the dump.
Excellent.
And I got 3 or 4 bags I just need to offload at this convenience center. And this time of day, I should be able to drive right up.
As sad as I live, you just about throw a rock at one of them. And I eventually got tired of fighting the traffic. So I just went ahead and signed up for service. Now they come get my trash.
Thank you for that.
Got too many neighborhoods where I live now. And one little trash site and all of Bowen Springs just about. So it's like, nope, no more.
You're on a nice Saturday. Yeah, you're going to wait in line for sure.
I definitely feel like Sparmer County needs a few more.
Yeah, it's growing. You know, you could use quite a few. This one isn't too bad, although I see there's 2 or 3 trucks in front of me.
Great traffic flow, like the one where I live, you basically just, not really the main road, but it's not like a real quiet road either, so people be just lined up, just waiting to get in. Such a pain in the butt.
Long, windy entrance, so you can probably get 50 or 60 cars just in the entrance, but they make you come in a different way because I guess people on the road complained about the cars. You know, some days they'd be stacked up and they couldn't even get in their driveway.
Yeah, sounds like the one off of, it's not 292, but it's not far off of 292.
101. Drive right up. Hold on just a minute. KW, I'm back.
CEF, still on the road.
Right.
I don't think we got a whole lot of nothing. I don't think we've been gone enough this weekend. So, hopefully just get to chill at the house, and hopefully there's still some time. Might be able to do some parks on the air or something.
Yeah, I got to go home and walk the dog, and then make some supper, and then maybe some parks.
Finally break down and call CQ on the radio just to do it and see what happens.
Yeah, you can meet some really nice people doing that, you know what I mean? Just get on and carry on a 15-minute conversation, and, you know, then the next time you'll recognize them when they call out.
I guess the thing that gets me is I've done it on 2 meters. You don't really get many responses, even from the antenna at the house. But, I don't know, I guess it's just the fact that it's long range. I mean, you're doing it wrong. I just got it in my head that it's going to be, I know it ain't millions of people, but tons of people listening to you screwing up calling CQ.
What the heck? You got to learn somehow, right?
Right. I know I need to do it. I talking about like the QRN that I was talking about this morning. If I can get that figured out, I can start working 40. I don't know that 80 is really the place to do it in the evening.
Station going on there in the evenings. Probably you better spend as 20.
You're pretty good for it. Only downside is like tonight, you got what, maybe an hour or so left of some decent propagation.
Time sun's going down maybe a little after, and it, you know, it's still pretty active on the west, so you can still pick up a few things.
My phone, work phone's ringing. Let me answer that real quick. KO4CF. Mobile,
always calling. And I was listening to the Mount Mitchell repeater while you were gone.
All the time, and I just got out of the habit of it.
Headed up to Spartanburg, I ain't never really listened to it, so I got it on my other frequency here, just seeing how active it is, and seeing if you know how good the signal is, and where it's good and where it's not.
Yeah. it has a pretty long range on it. I think it was like 6,600 feet up in the, 100 feet high, and I think it covers like four or five states. You know, not all of them probably get great signal, but, you know, they still get in the different states where it's at.
Back up here, I don't know, there's a lady in the car just sitting there and somebody talking to her. I don't know if they had an accident or what, but, man, it's backed up for a while.
Your way.
She got the opposite way that I'm going.
That's good. You got any big plans for the weekend or anything, or are you just waiting to see what all happens?
A little bit by ear. Mama's off on Saturday, so we'll just have to play it by ear and see what she wants to do. And then I know we were paying off a couple of things, so that'll help.
It's nice like that. I mean, it'd be worth taking a drive or going to do something.
You're supposed to set in rain in here the next day or so and rain the next 4 or 5 days, and then I think it's supposed to turn off cold with a chance of something. Oh, there goes the blue lights. They're headed that way.
There's snow. I think I'm about ready for some warm weather. Like I said, I definitely want to try to, I want to get out, I want to push myself to do a parks activation, actually go somewhere and do it.
It's one to you that's a park from the website.
Yeah, they're kind of spread out. I can go to Cowpens Battlefield, and then right up, it's right off of Highway 11, there's a Chestnut Ridge. I've been up there hunting before. It's just a trail that goes up in the woods. I don't know why that's a park, but and then I could go down to Croft. That's probably about the three closest ones to where I live.
So, how does the park qualify to get on that list?
Well, no, it's kind of weird because I see some that are just wildlife management areas, and that's what's crazy because so most state parks are on there, and some of your federal, but I don't know. It's really weird because, like, down in Union, you've got the, I would think, the Sumter National Forest would be part of it, but it's really not. But then the Rose Hill Plantation down there is part of the parks on the air. So I don't know what separates one part from the other.
It isn't activated very often, and maybe you'll get a few more takers on it.
I'm in South Carolina. They've never been activated. I don't know if I want to go do them, because who knows what it is. One of them's down below Charleston, which might be all right. And then I can't remember where the other one is. It's way towards, like, Anderson. It's way down that way, which might be interesting to try out.
People, you know what I mean, they look to grab a new park, and that, and so they, when they see that you're posted, you know what I mean, at a new park, they usually try to get you. My problem is, man, I struggle to get anything in South Carolina unless it's, you know, Florence or a little further.
Like, I'll see people that activate, like, Crowder's Mountain. It's right near Kings Mountain in Crowder's is in North Carolina, and it's right near Kings Mountain in South Carolina, which is not that far. I mean, you're just talking about Gaffney, and I won't be able to hear them. They're too close. I just can't hear them on 40.
I got one or two contacts over in Georgia. Unless they're way down in South Georgia, I can't hardly get them.
80. I've only got maybe, I guarantee you count them on one hand how many parks were activated using 80 meters.
That statistic. And that, I don't really know. And I've got them a few on 80. Most of them are on 40.
I've been on 40, especially this time of day. That's what kills me, is I'm wanting to hear them, and I just can't pull them out. You know, sometimes it's due to where they're at, and sometimes it's due to being right on that QRN, and I get that noise that just drowns out of everything else.
Can't get across this little street here.
Say KO4CF ID. I don't remember how long it's been.
In another second, I'm about to turn into the subdivision, so I'll say 73. Thanks for talking me in on that, though. That sure did help. Annette, and good to talk to you today, for sure. And look forward to catching you in the morning. Hope you have an awesome evening, and I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
73 Steve, it was nice to talk to you on my way home. Usually by the time I walk out, you're probably about getting home. So, but yeah, hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.